Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Tez Zayin in Masechet Shavuos. Some of the topics we're learning about include the machlek is regarding Meisifin ala Azaris. Do we say Bechol Elutanan, all the features mentioned in the Mishnah are required to achieve Kedusha for the Tesebes Azara? Or Ba'achas Mechol Elutanan, even one of these features is sufficient to achieve Kedusha for the Tesebes Azara? And this machlek depends on the machlek is Tanoim whether Kedusha is Shein the Kitchel or Shaita the Kitchel Asad Lavoi. The Kedusha of the first Beis HaMikdash remained even after the Churban, and the second Beis HaMikdash that was lacking a Melech and the Ur Metumim did not require a second Kiddush. The Mishnah's Halacha of Nitma Ba'azara Chayiv, if one was already inside the Azara and became Tamei, and there was Halama, he becomes liable for a Korban Oyla B'Yarid if he does one of the following. Hishtachava, he bowed down even quickly. Or Shesha B'chdeh Hishtachava, he waited the amount of time it takes for one to bow. Or Boloi Ba'arucha, he did not bow down, and he did not wait, but he took a longer route out of the Azara. The distinction regarding Hishtachava Kalape Pnim, Afila Leisha, if one bowed facing the inside of the Azara, he's liable even for Hishtachava without Shehiya. Kalape Chutz, Bidisha, if he bowed facing the outside of the Azara, he's liable only for Hishtachava with Shehiya.